Excited?
Let's go!
Anti-batify? Anti-batify?
Let's take them down. I'm bad organizer. But hey, that's bottom of the pile. That's no on the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let's go then. Morning. We thought it would be enjoy what it is that we're experiencing with this new administration, which is comical, but most importantly, project our mindset into what's next. I think that's the key thing. So we plan to have a series of these hard talks going forward, simply because it's required. It's required for us to speak truth to power. It's required for us to engage Nigerians. It's required for us to, as custodians of certain narratives, it's required for us to make sure people are ready for what's coming. But all this is not achievable if we don't have the right mindset, if we don't have asked the right questions, if we don't speak into what it's been. At this particular point in time, there is an overarching feeling that many Nigerians are not ready. Many Nigerians are ready, but a few of us are skeptical. Majority of us are surprised. A handful are extremely excited because we can see it. And then the average Nigerian is suffering. So instead of continuing to suffer and smile, why don't we engage about possibilities and tell us what we expect to hear from ourselves? Because like we always say, only us can save us from ourselves. So on that note, I think it's fair to say we'll call it a day and kick off. So, co-host Kule, your take on what's next, and then don't kick around about what's next. I think we're going to play a bit of good cop, bad cop today, because I'm just in the middle.
No, ladies first.
I think Phil might be the only good cop. Kule, which side are you on?
Man, he's the only good cop, hell.
That's what I thought.
If he's not careful, straight bullets will hit him, because I'm gagging, I'm ready to go.
I'm all for empathy, you know. I think, Donkey, you were there when we were at the Million Man Match space, right? And this guy came in and he was like, Nigerians are not ready, you know, you guys don't know what's coming, you know, blah blah blah. And then another guy came and gave it to him and said, look, we're fully ready, how dare you? But I'm in the middle. I'm thinking, well, we either chastise or we encourage, but there are some people that we can't redeem. So that's where I'm going to hang it. So, Donkey, do you want to explain to us why we can't redeem those folks? And then
it's not about redeeming. It's about tough love. I mean, you remember when, like, this thing after their, you know, the February 25th elections, and it sort of started out in Stephen's space. And it only took me a couple of weeks to realize that these people were using that space for therapy. You know, for me, the thing that I've sort of observed the most is that these lamentations of the soul just never end. And I think that it's just the reason that, you know, these politicians, they practically get away with murder. I mean, look at the Nigeria Air One. You know, I sat so late this morning, I happened to just come across this space that's talking about, oh, he can't believe they really scammed them on this Nigeria Air. Oh, I just can't believe it. I'm in shock. And then in the same breath, he goes, yes, but you know, what is really annoying me is some Nigerians that are just happy that this happened. You know, it just seems like they're just happy that it happened because they were against it in the first place. You know what I call procrastination of the highest level? Oh my God, it is pathetic. And that's why I'm on hard love. I mean, it's sort of like, for some people, it's that tough love. Because if you don't give them that tough love, you know, I was talking about it, about the topic that was discussed once on the Kenyan space about how us diasporans have reconsidered that we are the problem on some level. And I had to admit that, yes, he had a point. Because listen, when you have conversations with people, if you're not willing to just stop and self-reflect, you know, no matter how good your intentions are, you could end up doing more harm than good. And yes, he did have a point in that us diasporans have actually contributed to the problems of Nigeria. And I say that it's because we have been sending money that have been keeping the citizens going. So the citizens have not been harassing the government to do their jobs. Think about it. Right now, everybody's like, oh, which auntie can they reach out to, you know, to get money from? And what do you do? Especially people like Soul, Empathy Overdrive, who will send out money. The more you use them, the less they will fight for their rights.
I don't normally send money all the time, but you know, sometimes we have to. And I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from. But that is simply because you understand the nature of things. And this is why we want to ask the question, so what's next, you know?
Right.
We have to ask the question, what's next, don't we? You know, what's next? Okay, from my point of view, right? So it's difficult for me to get upset, to get angry, to really engage in conversations that are not aligned with what's coming. Right, that's my point of view, all right? Now, it's easy for guys like Dunga, for instance, it's easy for you to see the opposition and say, well, I told you so, you know? And then ram it straight into their head. I suppose Kunle is saying with you, it's easy for you to see this opportunity to say, hey, look, these guys need to learn that tough love. But yeah, let's give it to them from a hard talk point of view. Let's really express this reality and say, well, you guys messed up, but here's why you messed up. You know, where's the accountability? Who's going to provoke accountability? So we can start from there, you know? KP, we can start from there.
Right. First of all, the skepticism does not match that. Because I recall my own experience with when Obama was coming, and I saw his wife and everybody, and, you know, I thought, nah, there's only 13% black people in America. It's not going to happen. Well, that's what I thought to myself. And I said, can it happen? You know? But as soon as it happened, there was no doubt again. So this skepticism doesn't matter. People can be skeptical about this brand new Nigeria that's coming. It's here already. It's just we need to get these, I call them riff-raff criminals, these fraudsters, these con men. We just need to just... Their own house of cards is going to collapse on their heads because it's built on nothing, 100% nothing. It's built on TPEX. So it's going to collapse on its own strength. It's not, nobody needs to even give it a push.
When we say, are we ready for what's next? I'm leaving it up to, you know, people who to define what next is from their point of view. For me, now next could be, are we ready for the next level of anti-corruption campaigns? You know, are we ready for the next level of intellectual prowess? You know, well, what's your own definition of next? Are we ready for what's next? What's next could be a total cleansing of the judicial system, which would be a fallout from when this guy get kicked out.
I think what's next is, you know, like a demolition site. If you've ever been to one, you have to clear out the rubble and the debris first. Clear out the mess these people have made. First things first. And a lot of people will get hit in the neck with that. And then rebuild again, brand new. This time, it's, you know, there's no doubt Nigerians want to be Nigerian. They don't, majority are just helpful people. They don't know you. They see you on the road, they're helping you, you know, you're stuck somewhere. They don't even speak your language, but they're helpful. They're just friendly, helpful, you know, resourceful people. So, is the those who purport to be rulers, they are the ones that create all the problems. You know, ethnic jingoists, even the... And what stuns me is that even the religious leaders have joined in. How can Adeboye go to Kaduna and be saying he's praying for El-Rufai? Is he unaware of El-Rufai's activities? He carried money from Kaduna state government to go and give outsiders. Anyway, I think nothing sums up what the judiciary in Nigeria are up to better than that Justice Okonkwo-Omeju, whose son has now been dashed a seat on the Federal House of Reps, and the boy is calling himself Otumba. I don't think the boy is 30 yet. When did Yoruba land start having Otumba? You are sitting beside the Oba. That's Otumba, that's what he means. You are the Oba's right-hand man. At age 30, that is unknown to Yoruba land. I'm sorry, but... That tells you what has been going on. This is a woman who's on the Supreme Court bench. And she has not recused herself from any of the cases. So that just sums up everything. These people, they're very crafty. They know that sort of woman probably doesn't want bribes in cash. You know, the usual way they just bring very crude Ghana must go bags with cash in it. They know they won't win with that sort of woman. So they just looked around. What can they do? Okay, this has some. Let's create something that she would appreciate. So they created a Federal House of Reps member from nothing. I wonder if the boy is even qualified. I must go and check. Did that boy even finish school? Justice Okonkwo-Omeju. So, yeah, okay. That's just a bit of the judiciary.
Do you think we're ready for leadership? The next level of leadership. Do you really think we are? Let me put this question to you.
Honestly, okay. It's hard talk, right? I know that I suppose, like I've said it before, that us sort of Nigerians in diaspora are almost going to be sort of like a new tribe in Nigeria, as it were. I've had many encounter excuses for bad behavior. And that concept of what is wrong, you know, just, it's like, oh, it's, he only stole 100 naira, it's okay, you know? And that, I think that's going to be one of the biggest obstacles, actually, is sort of getting that through, that what is wrong, and excuse nothing, you know? So yes, in terms of the leadership thing, it will be an uphill battle. It's not going to be an easy one. And, you know, like, in as much as, yes, we know that the top 419ers are the politicians, the truth is, us Nigerians, you know, are just a bit under them in terms of the things that we sort of tolerate and accept. It's that acceptance that really grinds me. It's that you say something and somebody says, oh, you shouldn't say that. Oh, you know, aren't you scared? You know, and you're thinking, you're supposed to be running a democracy and you're threatening me online about free speech. You know, this it's mind-boggling. Nigeria is a utopia. I'm just going to let somebody else speak.